When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fans in the Pro. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight, talking all things football, all things, I don't know, Pelicans, all things holiday, you name it. You know, give us a call here on the Oakland Heart Talk and Text Line.
Bowl games?
I haven't finished the sentence.
I
was going to give the Oakland Heart Talk and Text Line.
Gotcha.
There's a few bowl games. Tulane is playing as we speak. We're going to be like update central
right
here for Tulane football, playing Florida. And as sometimes bowl games go, right, last I checked, it's at halftime, 6-0. Two field goals.
Yeah.
And to me, it's one or the other.
Yeah.
You get 42-35 or you get 10-6. There's nothing in between.
Just because a lot of times with the movement of the transfer portal being one, so those coaches, here's where it's tough on the coaching staff. Those coaches are not only recruiting their own players, you're recruiting and bringing in other players from other schools. And so you're hosting visits and, oh, yeah, you know what? We've got a game that we've got to play. So those 15 practices, yes, they come in handy. And then colleges, I think most of those are done with finals around the first week of December. So you have to kind of spread it out, try to push your practices back a little. But from a preparation standpoint, man.
I can't. I mean, it's the Gasparilla Bowl. They're playing the Florida Gators. They're at halftime, 2 Gator field goals. So we will update that throughout. It is, as you might know, not the only bowl game today. It is the playoff first round, the only game today, which is Indiana and Notre Dame tonight, 7 o'clock, 3 games tomorrow.
Have you seen the pictures of South Bend?
No. Oh, no. Snow?
Yes.
Well, I knew when the front came through, so we don't play it on Monday. So the front is hard today, tomorrow, Sunday. If you look at the temperatures, if that game were Sunday in Green Bay, oof. Or, you know, and so it's going to blow through. There's still a chance of snow Sunday in Green Bay, but no, I hadn't seen the South Bend.
Yeah, there's the pictures of it. It is true. If it was probably any other team outside of Indiana,
true.
It would be, man, you know, questionable for Tennessee and I think it's Ohio State, just because it's like, Tennessee, I know that you're Knoxville, kind of up in the mountains, but you're going to get, I don't want to call it a rude awakening, but the QB, some of those LA kids playing in some of that, oh, man, it's going to be rough.
So where is Ohio State? Yeah,
yeah,
in Columbus.
It's in Columbus.
So that's on tomorrow. Gosh,
yeah, man, it's tomorrow.
My calendar head is a disaster.
Yeah, it's all thrown. I mean, the days and the games, they just run together. I mean, that's kind of where we are in the season. You know, we had the New Orleans Bowl last night. I'll tell you one of the teams, the new head coach is Phil Longo.
For The New Orleans Bowl?
Yeah.
Georgia Southern and Sam Houston State.
Sam Houston State. Phil Longo, who was the OC at Ole Miss, and then he was recently, most recently, he was the offensive coordinator. Well, I think he had left North Carolina. He may have been at Wisconsin, but Phil Longo is the new head coach and at Youngstown. Was it Youngstown State? No, it's not Youngstown.
Sam Houston,
Youngstown.
Georgia Southern against Sam Houston.
Yes, so for some reason,
Youngstown is jumping. I will give you the most meaningless fact about Georgia Southern you will ever know. This is it. This is the bottom of the barrel.
No, I got one for you, too, as well.
You can't top this.
All right, let me hear it.
In 1982, I had decided that James Madison was not the golf spot for me. So I transferred to Georgia Southern. Talked to the coach, transferred, got a roommate. Until the day before I was supposed to leave, I couldn't do it. I backed out, stayed at James Madison for my final 2 years. So I transferred to Georgia Southern.
And paperwork and everything.
Oh, heck yeah. My dad goes, you know, I paid for
a meal plan.
Right. And so I was like, I couldn't, you know, that summer taught me a lot in the golf world.
Yeah, I could.
I tried to play in the U.S. Open, U.S. Amateur, and I went, mama,
this is a little different.
I'm in trouble. I need Plan B.
Yeah.
So Georgia Southern and Sam Houston State. We'll talk about it. I don't want to get too into it because the bowls themselves. And believe me, we've already had 6, 7. James Madison played against Western Kentucky in Boca Raton. Let's say this. If you're not in the playoffs and you're not one of those bowls, and if they increase to 14, they will suck up some bowls along the way. That's what they got to do with these first games because those games, they're
scarce.
In trouble.
Yeah, scarce. From viewership as well as people going and supporting.
Right. And so now the sponsors go, what am I doing?
Well, even some of the playoff games. I mean, because once you look at some of the ticket prices, particularly around Christmas, and it's like,
I hadn't thought about that. Those guys were safe.
No, this is not what we expected. The windfall. Now, the cities that are hosting, they probably got a pretty good, you know, amount of people because it's an extra game on campus. But I don't think that they've got to figure out some stuff. I'll put it that way.
I would say long term,
it's not viable.
They got to suck up some bowls.
Yeah,
those four
viable
games can't just be sitting out there while we got 1,000 people in other bowl games. It's just not right. So
you're exactly right, and so it's not going to be viable. It just won't. You're not going to get the viewership, or you're not going to get the travel that you're expecting.
And the sponsors are going to say, "I'm out." It's the same worth my money. You know, I'm not talking about the greater New Orleans Bowl. The R&L, they've been great. They've been phenomenal. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about all the bowls in general if you're not in, you know, the big rotation. All right. Chris, what's happening? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Mike?
I don't think it's been a while since you know Charlie Long. Charlie's okay, right? I mean, Charlie's not.
I hope he is.
All right. You're in for, you know, Charlie's. Chris Coleman will be helping us through the show today. No, just so you know, Charlie corrects me when I'm wrong. He puts stuff in my ear when I'm wrong. So that's
He's a sports guy.
That's
so
now on you,
if you're wrong, you're just going to have to be wrong today.
Well, I'm used to that. All right, take a break. Fans and a Pro, Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Stay with us here on WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, fans in the prone. We are happy to welcome Joe DeLeon, the college football and NFL draft analyst for the Believe Podcast Network. He's a former Rhode Island long snapper, which is where you think I might begin. But first, Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
You bet. So, Millbourne, New Jersey. And so, Deuce and I are about golf, right? And so, you're not far from Baltusrol, correct?
Yeah, really close. I grew up very close to Baltusrol.
Have you played it?
I have not. I got to go to the U.S. Open. I want to say that was the freshman year going into my freshman year of college that I got to go to the U.S. Open that was on Baltusrol, but it is impossible to play it. So sadly, I have not.
That's still pretty cool. Just by the way, for the record, when you said the Open, I went back to Nicklaus and Aoki in like 80. That's where my head went. So that's just so you know what you're dealing with here on this side.
Sadly, not that long ago, though.
So tell us a little bit about where we stand right now. So some bowl games are going on. Deuce and I have already been talking that, you know, tonight you get Notre Dame and Indiana, and it begins the process. Those games are not attached to bowl games. I guess just give us your sense right now of the college football playoff, the 12 teams, the system. It's a good thing. It's a bad thing. Where are we?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest theme for a lot that's going to be discussed and that has been pushed out there for the college football playoff is the level of balance and parity amongst all these teams. It's a year where we don't really have a juggernaut. We don't have a Georgia or an Alabama that is just so loaded going up against other teams that are packed with five stars, even at their backup positions. Instead, a lot of the talent this year is really spread around. And even a team like Oregon, the number one team in the country, has their own deficiency stopping the run where they've struggled, and they had a little bit of an issue in the Big Ten championship game trying to slow down Penn State's rushing attack. I think that there are five different teams among the playoff teams that could go on to win a national title, and that includes the two that are matching up between Tennessee and Ohio State. I think that game, whoever wins that, could have a ton of momentum and a ton of juice coming out of that matchup, squaring off with their next matchup, that they'd be able to ride it into reaching the national championship game.
Well, and I got to ask you, you know, Joe, who do you like amongst, you know, those 12 teams? I know you just spoke about the Tennessee, you know, Ohio State, those two teams, but with Georgia not having their quarterback, or, you know, you look at just some of the, I don't want to call it lack of star players, because we do have some star players in it, but maybe lack of a known star player like a Hunter or Shador, you know, who do you like?
Yeah, right now I do heavily lean on Oregon. I think that Dan Lanning, the way that he led his team against Ohio State, proved that he's entering that upper category of coaches in the sport. It's always a hurdle, I think, for a lot of these young guys as young as him to get past their toughest opponents. And last year they couldn't beat Washington twice, once during the regular season and once during the Pac-12 championship game, and there was certainly a lot of doubt, even for myself, that they were going to be able to beat Ohio State at home. But they were able to accomplish that. Even when they've played games where they have not played their best ball, like I think of the Wisconsin game where they were having so many issues on offense and they were not that same level of efficient and consistent, their pass rush stepped up. This past game in the Big Ten championship game where they gave up a ton of points and a ton of rushing yards to Penn State, their passing attack took over and they were able to produce a lot of chunk plays and Tez Johnson went off. So Oregon for me feels like that most likely team to win the national championship. And I know that I'm going with a lot of chalk here, but Georgia still remains in the conversation. I'm really intrigued to see how they play against the winner of this Indiana-Notre Dame game with Gunnar Stockton. Because it kind of felt like having Gunnar Stockton in, a guy who was more willing to run, opened up the offense in a different manner. Now, it didn't completely open up because they were going up against a really tough Texas defense, but he was able to, and even the most important late plays in the game, he was able to pick up first downs with his legs, things that Carson Beck doesn't do. Now, Carson Beck's more experienced. He's going to be, he was at times down the stretch, not in the beginning of the year, a better decision maker because he's been through more snaps, more plays. But Gunnar Stockton, if he has a good game against Notre Dame or Indiana, and that could be enough to feel strongly that their defense is good enough to beat a team like Oregon.
Joe, and it's interesting, you know, you talked about Oregon and Coach Dan Lanning. You know, if he's able to run the table, do you think that he entertains any of the potential NFL opportunities that are certainly obviously looking at him, you know, from what he did obviously when he was in Georgia to, you know, leading even Oregon to where they are now? Does he entertain any of those NFL opportunities?
I don't think it's off the table at all. I think that certainly will be in the mix. And it was a rumor not that long ago that he was being eyed by the NFL. And that process isn't going to be starting for the next few weeks. And maybe a team gets really hooked on him, kind of like the Chargers were with Harbaugh last year and waits. I don't think for anyone wondering if he'd be willing to jump ship in the future for another college job, I don't think that's on the table because of the support system and the way that Oregon is going to be built to succeed in the current NIL era, where they have a lot more expendable money from Phil Knight. But the NFL option certainly, I think, is out there. He is that type of a coach that's not purely offensive guru or hard-nosed, defensive-minded coach that knows how to implement his scheme. He's just a ball coach that knows how to motivate his guys. And I think that if this cycle they win a national title, it'll start to pick up those opportunities for him that every single year that the NFL is going to be calling. And he's young enough that he could test those waters. And if it doesn't go well, he can come back down to college football. I just to wrap up that thought, I really wouldn't take that off the table because it's certainly possible.
I was curious as to how things were perceived, you know, kind of in the area. Coach Darren Rizzi, former Rhode Island Ram, came up to play the Giants and wasn't pretty, but got the victory as a former Rhode Island Ram yourself. You were a long snapper. How much of a big deal it was kind of in that area, Newark, New Jersey, Northeast, where he's from, when he came back. And just the fact that he's the interim head coach.
Yeah, I believe he's a Bergen Catholic guy. So there's a lot of pride from one New Jerseyans to, you know, for him to come back and to play in that game. And they're going up against bad Giants team the way that he did. It kind of set up this easy opportunity for him to get that victory. There is, though, just overall a lot of pride. And one thing that was really cool is my Rhodey Rams were in the playoff this year. He gave a little bit of love to my head coach, Jim Fleming, for their playoff run and their possibility to win some playoff games, and they did. And overall, like, Rhode Island fans and former players were just extremely excited to know that he's getting this opportunity. I personally think that Rizzi should get strong consideration to be the next head coach. I think that he's been so underrated because he's been a special teams coordinator for so long that he hasn't really gotten that true recognition like an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator is going to get. his ability to rally, it seems like, in some of these games, and for them to play some pretty good ball, especially right now not having Derek Carr available, it's something that he's possibly earned that opportunity, and maybe not this year, or down the line wherever he's a part of that next coaching staff. He's a super, super unheralded and underrated coach.
So just a couple of more questions, and I'm curious because Deuce and I began the show, talking about bowls in general. And if you're not part of the playoff system, you're in the regular bowls, and they have suffered from viewership. They have suffered from people going. The overall big picture, and again, the four playoff games right now are not tied to any bowls. My thought is eventually they'll scoop up some bowls and some will remain. But you got 40-some, right? So are the other bowls who are not in the college football system in trouble?
I certainly think that they are, but at the same time, it feels like the whole goal here with a lot of these bowls, and I can't speak to how profitable they are from the TV revenue that they're able to generate, but it seems like the whole goal is just for ESPN to fill out its viewership lineup during the holidays. It's something that we're so ingrained with and used to having that there's multiple games on per day, and they're starting and kicking off early in the day throughout the next few weeks. I think that knowing that they're able to attract eyes of anybody just to tune in and tap in, they're going to try and keep these bowl games afloat. I think that what more realistically the outcome of this is that there's likely not going to be any more bowl expansion. There has always been, it feels like every single year before the playoff expanded, it always felt like there was a new bowl game that was going to be starting up, that was going to start playing every single year. And I think that with that lack of participation, a lot of teams, like we're seeing right now with this Tulane versus Florida game, we're getting a lot of backups and we're getting a lot of bad football. So I think that they realize that it gets a little bit gluttonous to try to continue to expand further and further. But at the same time, I think ESPN's more than happy to just have a product on and something that's watchable for college football fans that most will just tap in and tune in to see what's going on.
Well, we appreciate your time. You are a long snapper at Rhode Island. So, look, I love the FCS, baby. I went to James Madison University. So you know the Dukes, right?
A little too well, because my freshman year, I hate to bring this up to people, and I love to bring it up, but I went up against Coach Cignetti in my sophomore and junior year, but my freshman year, I lost to JMU like 80-10 or something like that. So I was on the field, I think, near 20 times. Not a big fan of JMU for those reasons.
That's okay. I understand. Hey, look, JMU put 70 on North Carolina. They got That's Bill Belichick. So don't worry, yeah. things change. I'm just teasing. You know, it is what it is. I love the FCS. I love, you know, eventually the FBS is going to just steal the model because it's proven and it works. Best of luck. Have a great holidays. It is still 6-0 Florida over Tulane with 11 minutes to play in the third quarter. But, Joe, have a great holidays. And Deuce and I say thank you.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Joe DeLeone, he's college football and NFL draft analyst for the Believe podcast network. That's BLEAV. And again, he's a former Rhode Island long snapper. I lured him in because I knew the results. I knew JMU had beaten him. That's probably un-Christian, un-holiday-ish.
We'll call it un-holiday-ish.
All right, let's do that. Take a break. Deuce McAllister, Mike Hoss with you. As you can already imagine, you talking anything, give us a call, 504-260-1870, and we'll talk about that. Saints injury report is out with the Packers. We'll talk about that and more next here on Fans in the Pro, WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock, talking Saints football. We're also watching Tulane right now. Right now they're in a bit of trouble. They're down 6-0, but Florida is moving the football, have it tight. We'll try to keep you posted there.
Mike,
did it happen?
Tell the truth.
All right. The truth is Deuce and I are trying to work 4 televisions in here. 4. We have like 17 remotes, and we have ESPN 8. We are trying to get the game.
If we brought a 6-year-old in here, a 4-year-old may be able to do this quicker than we can. Mike, we have spent the last 10 minutes trying to figure this out, and it is not going very well. So we are following and tracking Tulane, but we ain't watching.
No. In fact, probably Florida may have scored for all I know. I'm trying. I'm trying. It's not pretty. Well,
it's not just you. I want to refuse to give you one of the remotes because I'm like, you know, I can figure this out. I hit one button, two other TVs pop on. I'm like, well, I don't want to hit that one.
The fact that we had ESPN 8 as an option, well, and, that which, says it which all, is, right?
That tells you, I mean, hey, you got regular, and then it just says, hey, we're going to jump up to Ocho 8, ESPN 8. I'm like, man, I don't want to see that, but.
So, good news. Tulane held the Gators to a field goal. They had it at the 7. So, with 9 minutes to play in the third quarter, the Gators lead it 9-0, 7-5 Gators over the 9-4 Green Wave. So.
With the Green Wave, they don't have their starting quarterback either.
Right.
He transferred. I think he's going to Duke. And the quarterback that's playing today, he is also transferring out. I know one of the guys that they did, quarterbacks that they did commit, Ponticula quarterback, I can see is Finley, played at LSU, played a bunch of places, but he's got another year. TJ, big quarterback. I mean, big, has a gun. Has a arm for him, and I know he will be one of the guys that's vying for the starting job for Tulane. And you know that's the thing, like we talked about, offensively the last couple of games, Tulane has not been itself. Even defensively, hadn't probably played up to the standard that they had earlier in the year. And you know, probably a lot of different reasons why that is the case, but that's just, you know, kind of stuff that you're dealing with from a coaches, Coach Summerall and his crew, what they're dealing with, you know, trying to keep that roster together, trying to recruit other guys in as that portal opens up. And I think the transfer portal is closing soon, maybe next week sometime, and then it reopens in the spring. But the interesting part, the other part of it is if your coach leaves, I just saw that.
I think what happened in the Independence Bowl was going to happen again.
Well, yeah, Marshall. Right. I mean,
that is not going to be an anomaly.
90% of their team transferred. Their coach left Marshall. He's the new head coach down at Southern Miss, and 90% of their team got in the portal, and they couldn't. And they were playing in a bowl. They played in the championship game for the conference, and they were playing in a bowl game and could not field a team. Could not field a team, so they had to fill that spot, I think, with a 5-7 squad.
Whew, let me tell you, it's college football is moving at breakneck. Maybe it'll come out on the other end of the tunnel. I don't know, but it's moving at breakneck speed.
Well, you just said that. Did you see the ruling for the Vanderbilt quarterback?
Uh-uh.
There was an injunction that he filed, and he won that his year or years, I can't remember if it was one or two, but his junior college year does not count. So he gets another year of college football. So basically, and here's where at some point this will get legislated out. I know today there was another case filed because for his, a lot of the thing that I saw and read, you know, different places was everybody thought that now junior college, you get those 2 years back or 1 year, whatever it may be. But that's not the case. It was one particular case. It was his case that the injunction was filed. And basically, you know, right now until the courts kind of figure it out and maybe the NCAA loses, whatever it may be. But for him particularly, his junior college year did not count. And so any other player that has played or is playing in the junior college ranks, and this is not just you know, Mississippi Junior College or Kansas or California. This
East
is
Mississippi.
Any,
that's always what I. That's my default.
What is it? We know it. The show.
East Mississippi.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what was the show called? Oh. It was the Junior College Show.
I couldn't name the show.
Over in Scuba. Right. Over in Scuba, and then they went to Kansas, and you know, you got the junior colleges over in Texas, but Coach Buddy is going into the Junior College National Hall of Fame. Coach Buddy Tevens is going into the junior college national the Hall of Fame, and so
last chance you,
last chance you, last chance you. I'm
Tommy Google. I don't know how we ever survived a day without you.
Well, not only that part, but now it would have been, where's that encyclopedia?
That's right. I look back, when I was a sports anchor, I didn't have internet.
No.
How did I, like, at some point you went, hey, who won that 84 game XX? Who knows?
Go get any the question. Go get the newspaper. That's where it was. Oh, let me go find it.
That's right. You kept all of the newspapers in the room, and there were stacks of just, and that I had was your archival.
That was your archive. And then it hit the newspaper, it went to the encyclopedia. And now I go in encyclopedia. Let me go look this up.
Do they still have that? Does Britannica still put out an encyclopedia?
There's probably a very few of them, but I can guarantee you they're not printing them.
Collector's items.
Yeah, they're not printing them anymore.
They're not selling them door-to-door like they used to.
The JCPenney books, baby. You know, it's Christmas time. Send me the JCPenney books. I'm going to mark it up. And the young kids are like,
What are you old guys talking about? All right, couple of things quickly. We'll take a break. If you work or play on the West Bank, meet up with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, Sunday special edition of Sports Talk from Rouse's Market on Bell Chase Highway. You can talk Saints football, top NFL matchups, and you can shop for everything you need for the holidays. Celebrate for the season with a couple of Cajuns. Bobby Hebert, Mike D at Rouse's Market, Gretna, 2851 Bell Chase Highway. 1-4. So we've given Mike and Bobby some time to get up from Saturday night. So that's good for Bobby. WWL, always free on the Odyssey app, Sunday, 1-4, 2851 Bell Chase Highway. I promise.
And I had the wrong coach, Buddy Stevens is at East. At Scuba over at East Mississippi, and he's going into the there has to be another coach because I'm
well. There's another. God, I was trying to take a break so fast. Is also. Oh, that's the SWAC Hall of Fame tonight. Coach McNair.
Yeah, Fred.
Fred McNair is going to the SWAC Hall of Fame tonight.
Yeah, and so Fred, I think there's a couple of guys that are going in. But, yeah, Fred McNair, Steve's older brother, right. The original heir, McNair.
Take a break. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight back here on Fans in the Pro, WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. I promise, after news and we start the 5 o'clock hour, we'll go through the Saints and Packer injury list. I can assure you that in our 4 years of doing this, we have never made it this far without talking about the Friday injuries. Now, think of this as a Thursday, though, because it's a Monday game. So we're not in the same spot.
You're not in the crunch.
Right. We're not in the same spot we would be on a normal Friday. That being said, it's a little startling to me. We've gotten this far. Gators lead 9-0 third quarter, 6:03 to play. The Pelicans begin a 5-game homestand tomorrow night. Need to win all 5. They're 5-23. It has been rough sailing. We go to Green Bay Monday night. Monday night football, Lambeau. The weather does not look good. Today is the 20th. What does your Christmas shopping list look like?
Mike, I can't say nothing is done. Some is done.
You have to go get it now, man. Amazon ain't helping you now, baby.
No, yeah, Amazon is.
You're on your own.
Yeah, you shot. If you depended on them right now, brother, you might as well come up with the story. My dog ate it because that delivery is not going to make it. So I put it this way. I'm probably a lot better off than I have been in the past. But looking at it, some of that stuff, nope, nope, what? Nope. All right, I might do that one. Nope, nope. Man, this gets pretty long. Man, this is some hopes and dreams.
Well, you got a lot more kids than I. You have twice as many kids than I do.
But it's just some hopes and dreams. I mean,
so what you're saying is we're going to do some shopping in Lambeau at Green Bay.
I might not go outside the hotel.
There might be some cheese heads for my kids. I would never do that.
I might not go out to hotel.
That's because you don't like the cold. That's because you don't like the
cold. Thank you.
All right, got to take a break. News is coming up next. Got another full hour of just throwing darts here on Fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you for another hour talking about Saints and Packers and a whole lot more. The news is next.